Is that clear enough for everyone? Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so, hi, as Tim said, I'm Wodu, and, I've lived in Sheffield for about 10 and a half years now, and I grew up in Nigeria, but, you know, I've lived in the UK for a very long time now, and I teach mathematics at the University of Sheffield. So, I've got a question for you to begin with. Tim said some things about me, and I've told you some things about me. Do you believe me? No. Yes? No? But more importantly than that, why? You might not care, but, you know, it's setting up a question about how do we make decisions about what to believe or not believe. So if you believe what I said, is it because it seems credible, or is it because underneath all of that, if I say I teach at University of Sheffield, it's easy to find out, for instance. So there's this question about what's credible and what is believable. However, doesn't really matter too much whether you believe what I say or not. The stakes are not that high, okay? You can believe what you like. So let's move on to people that you actually care about. So, you know, think about a spouse that you have, or a trusted friend, okay? Someone that you know and rely on and trust. And so one question is, how do you come to that point? If this is a spouse or a friend, they did not start off as a spouse or a friend. So how do they go from stranger to trusted spouse or friend? And so maybe you first met them, and maybe you then spent a little bit of time with them. They spoke to you. They revealed some things about themselves. You believed. You watched what they did. You believed what they did. And so there's this transition from knowing very little about someone to them becoming someone that you rely on. Okay? So let's raise the stakes even more. Let's talk about someone that hopefully everyone has heard of. Okay? Jesus. Again, what do you make of him? Okay? I've safely assumed that everyone has heard of Jesus. And if you haven't heard about Jesus, well, just talk to one of us later on. It's just an excuse to talk about him even more. So, as always, if you already have your thoughts about Jesus, how did you come to that conclusion? Okay? Remember what I said early on about when you first meet someone, you might spend some time with them, and that's how you get to know them. So, let's spend some time with Jesus. Okay? And I want to maybe address something that might be an objection that you have, first of all. You might say, well, I know my friend or my spouse because they're here in person, or I can see them, I can, you know, listen to them. Jesus is not here. I want to have an aside to think about that a little bit. So, Chris, if you can help me with the text on the screen. Okay, so this is the opening paragraph in the autobiography of an author. I don't know if you've heard of him, G.K. Chesterton. Anyone heard of him? Yeah? Oh, good. Better than I was expecting. He is author of a variety of books in so many different genres. And he wrote The Father Brown Mysteries. That might be his most popular work, I think. If I read the quote to you, he says, bowing down in blind credulity before mere authority and the tradition of the elders, superstitiously swallowing a story I could not test at the time by experiment. I am firmly of opinion that I was born on the 29th of May, 1874. Okay, so when were you born? Are you sure? Basically, that's what G.K. Chesterton is saying in a very creative way. You're sure of something that you could not directly verify. It was passed down to you. Yes? So, when I say let's spend time with Jesus, I'm saying let's spend time with him. Let's read about what was written and was passed down to us by eyewitnesses. So, I don't know how much of Jesus' life you know, but he ended up sentenced to death by the authorities. And so he ended up executed on a cross along with two criminals. So as he was dying, and the other criminal, I'm not sure if it was a criminal or a thief, it was a criminal, one way or the other. As he was dying, the thief said to him, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. So Jesus replies and says, truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. Do you believe him? What kind of dying man is this? If someone is dying, you go there to say goodbye. But here we have one dying man saying to another dying man, I promise you, after we've gone through this ordeal, you will be with me in paradise. So that's an offer from a dying man. What kind of man is this? This kind of offer that Jesus makes to the criminal on the cross was not just for the criminal on the cross, because in another account that we have of Jesus, he says, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never, ever die. Again, do you believe him? What kind of man talks like this? And if you do believe him, well, what a person to rely on and trust in. What he does is he provides for us what we wouldn't have dared to dream. We wouldn't have dared to dream that we would never die. And so he is touching on the ultimate things that we yearn for. And he promises that he can provide that. So do you believe him? If you don't believe him, I think that is reasonable, because these are the higher stakes. So if you don't yet believe, spend more time with him. Read about him. The accounts are there. And he said, remember what he said, he didn't talk like someone who was dying. He spoke like he was in control of death. So if what he says is true, then he's alive. Reach out to him. Ask him to reach out to you. You know the people that you know because they wanted to be known. So you reach out to him. And finally, if you don't believe in him, Jesus' words force us to decide. Because if you don't believe him, what do you believe instead? As I asked, what kind of man talks like this? If it's true, and Jesus is who we should rely on, if it's not true, then Jesus is not good or very delusional. So In the same way that you are sure that you were born on the date on your birth certificate, and that's the most reasonable thing to do, I would ask you to ask yourself, that thing that you believe instead, is it the best explanation?